M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Environmental Protection Agency is now overseeing waste removal operations in East Palestine, Ohio, nearly a month after an overloaded train derailed and spilled tons of toxic chemicals. Regional EPA Administrator Linda Shore.
We have identified EPA-certified facilities that will be able to accept at least some of these wastes, meaning that the railroad will be able to restart shipments tomorrow.
The state says truckloads of waste have already been delivered to licensed disposal facilities in Michigan and Texas. The U.S. is now watching China and warning it not to help Russia in Ukraine.
CIA Director William Burns tells CBS has faced the nation. It's an open question as to whether China will provide lethal aid to help Russia.
We're confident that the Chinese leadership is considering the provision of lethal equipment.
On ABC, Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul said he supports increased U.S. military aid for Ukraine.
I know the administration says as long as it takes. I think with the right weapons, it shouldn't take so long.
McCaul also said it is unfortunate that the Biden administration has been holding off on sending F-16 fighter jets. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people still don't have power following a major ice storm in Michigan. WWJ's Greg Bowman is there.
230,000 homes and businesses in Metro Detroit were still in the dark, many for the third day in a row. A DTE spokesperson tells WWJ some homeowners won't see their lights back on till Tuesday. Nearly 4,000 crews are working on restoration efforts right now.
More heavy snow is expected in the Midwest tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms are threatening the South. Victims, relatives, and survivors remembered the deadly bombing at the World Trade Center in New York back in 1993 today that seemingly foreshadowed 9/11. New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
Just like the memory of the six people who were tragically killed 30 years ago, the unique spirit of New York lives on, stronger than ever.
That explosion happened in an underground parking garage, killing those six people. More than 1,000 were hurt. More than 6 months after her death, Australian singer and actress Olivia Newton-John has been laid to rest in Melbourne. Her daughter, Chloe.
She was my safe space, my guide, my biggest fan, and the earth beneath my feet. I know she's here, standing beside me and within me.
Newton-John died at 73 years old after a long battle with breast cancer. She was best known for her roles in Grease and Xanadu. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
be woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hang on just a second. And happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. Apologies for yesterday. We had the screw up of all times. It was just amazing. First of all, we got hit by a foot of snow here in Portland, 11 and a half inches of snow. None of us could get into the studio. And then our satellite provider, Westwood One, Sean had uploaded a whole best of show to them the day before, just in case. And because we always try to, you know, even when we're not here, try to have really good content for you. And it was a whole and they ran dead air for the first 8 or 10 minutes until Sean called them up and started yelling at him. And then they threw in yesterday's program for a while. And I don't know what all happened there. So my apologies to our commercial radio station, Sirius XM, and all our stations around the country. It was an absolute spectacular mess, and I take responsibility for that. But my apologies. But we're back live. We're here, and Congressman Khanna will be with us in just a moment. Congressman Ro Khanna, for the first hour of our program, our number 202-808-9925. If you'd like to get in on our national town hall meeting, progressive town hall meeting with him. Also, Greg Palast is going to start the top of the second hour about Putin's Mein Kampf. He did a deep dive into Putin's 6,000-word, or maybe it's longer than that, essay about how Ukraine is not an independent country and therefore it's property of Russia. It's pretty amazing, and Greg's got some history there. He'll be joining us from Switzerland, actually, here in about an hour. Also, are Republicans facing a branding crisis? In my rant today at HartmanReport.com, I did a deep dive into branding and the history of Democratic Party branding and Republican Party branding. And we'll get into that in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, Dick Durbin is waffling. We need to speak to reach out to him. Democrats are still honoring blue slips, and that ain't a good thing. We'll talk about that in the third hour. Also, speaking of the white supremacists, Donald Trump's white supremacist dinner date has been put on the no-fly list, and the reason why is hysterical. We'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. So that's all the stuff that's coming up today. Right now, Congressman Ro Khanna, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 17th District of California, Silicon Valley area, more or less, in the U.S. House of Representatives, is on the line with us for the hour, taking your calls. He's also the author of Dignity in the Digital Age, his most recent book. And Congressman Khanna, welcome back to the program. So good to have you with us. I hope you guys didn't get, I'm not sure if you're in D.C. or California. We all got snow here on the West Coast yesterday.
Yeah, well, thank you. I know the storms were tough out in Oregon. We have had storms in California. Not as bad, but I'm glad that everyone is okay. I was in California. I was then leading a delegation to Taiwan and back here. My conversations in Taiwan were quite interesting. I'll just leave you with two interesting points. One is Morris Chang, who basically set up the entire semiconductor industry in Taiwan, made a very big point. He's 91 years old, of saying that he's an American expat. Turns out he was is an American citizen, educated at MIT, educated at Stanford, was at Texas Instruments for 25 years. The number two person there was passed over because he was of Asian heritage, and in the 1980s didn't become CEO. Got so upset he left for Taiwan and set up the entire semiconductor industry there. A reminder of how immigrants actually help enrich the job creation of this country. I mean, we've lost Morris Chang, we've lost the entire semiconductor industry. The second point is that I was struck while Taiwanese want our support for their defense and understand the heightened risk with China, how much they still want an engagement with China and the status quo and not some rush to war, which would be catastrophic for them and so many people in Taiwan.
That's reassuring. That seems seems like good news. Okay, that's great. Is there anything else that you want to just point out here before we start picking up phone calls?
Well, so much next week that we're going to be taking on. The core of it is right now that the Democrats are for expanding Social Security and Medicare, and the Republicans are for cutting it. I don't know how you could have a more stark difference between where the parties stand.
Yeah, it seems, and it's becoming increasingly visible. All righty, let's pick up some phone calls here. Cliff in Santa Clarita, California, you are on the air with Representative Khanna. I've got Cliff on hybrid number two. I'm sorry, I had the wrong button pushed. So, Cliff, you're on the air.
Tom and Representative Khanna, appreciate you coming on Tom's program. $1,000 billion is $1 trillion. It's essentially what our Pentagon budget is, maybe a little less, according to them, but I'm skeptical of their numbers. And I think the F-22 missed on one of their balloons the other day, and that was like $40 million. Anyways, my question, Representative, will there ever be real accountability for the staggering amount of money that this Defense Department goes through and the war machine that supports it? It's, you know, we have better priorities. So I'm just wondering if there's ever going to be any way to rein this in. Thank you.
Well, you're talking to someone who's on the Armed Services Committee and has voted against a lot of these defense increases consistently in my 6 years in Congress. A few years ago, or I think it was even last year, when I said, what we're headed towards is a $1 trillion defense budget, people kind of looked at me mockingly. But of course, I was right. I mean, just candidly, not always right, but in this case, we are headed towards a $1 trillion defense budget, well over 50% of our discretionary budget. And it's not a modern national security strategy. It's not like we still can't fill the, what I can't understand is we can't fill the $18 billion of requests from Taiwan for defensive weapons that they want. And yet we're spending almost $900 billion. It's because a lot of this is in legacy industries. A lot of it is in defense contractor executive pay. It's not going into AI, quantum computing, or the types of things that may defend us in the 21st century. So we need to have a modern national security strategy that has accountability, and it's going to be a work getting there. How do we get there? We need someone, candidly, like Jimmy Carter, who had the guts in 76 to run on a 5% cut to the Pentagon budget and won. And it was, you know, we need a framework like that.
Ed, in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
You're on the Armed Forces Committee is my question, Congressman. I'm a Vietnam era vet. Where I was stationed, everybody at the time, everybody was required to take a course in race relations, which was brilliant. I'm wondering if it's possible to have everybody in the military be required to take a course on internet literacy, maybe as a way of getting that into the public. And along those lines, I see the state of New Jersey passed a law requiring internet literacy being taught from K through 12. And I'm surprised the great state of California is not leading the way on that.
I agree with you about digital literacy. I think it's important for whatever someone does, whether it's in manufacturing, whether it's in retail, whether it's going into politics or into journalism. And I think it would make sense for our military. One of the things that has impressed me being on the Armed Services Committee, is the liberal arts education of our four-star generals. You talked about four-star generals, and it reminds me of being in class at University of Chicago. I mean, they're talking about Plato and Aristotle and having read the Communist Manifesto and Nietzsche. And this idea that the Republicans are proposing that somehow having a liberal arts education is wokeism runs smack counter to the training of our four-star generals and what's made our military quite exceptional. And so I guess I would just say, before Republican Congress people start lecturing our four-star generals about what the appropriate curriculum should be to prepare men and women for standing up for liberal democracy, they may want to see if they've read nearly as much as those four-star generals have.
Amen. Amen. Congressman O'Connor, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, is with us for the hour in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting here in the Tom Hartman Program. He's taking your calls right now and will be for the rest of the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman O'Connor in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
He's the author of Dignity in the Digital Age. You can find his website at Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A dot house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Lo Khanna.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges.
To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. These are crazy, stressful times. So what's your solution to relax? If you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. Louise and I find that CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. No prescription needed. It's delivered right to your door. And you don't need a prescription, but this delivers a sense of calmness and well-being that'll make you wonder how you manage life without it. So what could possibly be this effective at taking the edge off of life and delivering a level of chill that you've never experienced? It's called Unwind Synergy plus THC and CBD, and it's only available from CBDistillery.com, and you must be 21 or older to order. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full-spectrum CBD plus hemp-derived Delta-9 THC. The bottom line for Louise and me is that we can use a little peace and calm in our lives, so Unwind Synergy is for us and for you, too. And with over 2 million customers, CB Distillery is the source you can trust. Visit CBDistillery.com and click on Synergy Plus, and at checkout, enter Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. Again, enter Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour. Dave in Buffalo, New York, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Ro Khanna, Tom, thank you. Wondering if the Democrats could introduce a bill Republicans running their states poorly that would help all of us. And the bill would be that we would hold back federal funding, not necessarily right away, there could be a grace period, but the hold back federal funding that would say that until the 10 poorest states, not the red state, but the 10 poorest states show improvement in their economy, we will hold back federal funding, which will the Republicans will say, hey, they're talking about us, and then let them defend why they can't improve their economy on a year-to-year basis.
Well, Dave, I understand your frustration. I'm not sure that would be the best approach, because one of the reasons that the economy is not strong in some of these states is that there is inadequate investment in education, in childcare, in healthcare, and the Republican states I are often unwilling to make those investments. So, but withholding government funds would only make the matter worse. And of course, not everyone who lives in these states is a Republican. There are many Democrats, and it would be punitive to the states. I think we just have to make the case for our policies and why that leads to better equity and better economic growth.
Mark in San Francisco, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Congressman, I think the Democrats should go on offense and talk about income inequality in this country as the number one issue. The Republicans have transferred $50 trillion from the middle class and poor to the top since Ronald Reagan. We need to talk about this. They keep coming for more and more money. We got to make this a big issue.
Mark, you're absolutely right. I cite that statistic in my book, the $50 trillion transfer. Here is the most startling statistic from Thomas Piketty, Brief History of Equality, brilliant economist, regardless of what you think of his ideology. Piketty says that since 1985, the working class and middle class in this country has lost 25% of their wealth. If you look at people between the 30th percentile and 70th percentile income level, the crux of the middle class and some of the working class, they have lost 25% of their wealth. That should be a national scandal. While the top 1 to 10% are doing extraordinarily well, it is not a question of do we believe in free enterprise. It's a question of do we believe in a free enterprise system that rewards work, the working class and the middle class, or do we believe in a free enterprise system for the last 30 years that has rewarded the most connected and powerful?
Jose in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Yes, good morning. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yep.
I just wanted to say something. I'm kind of changing the topic a little bit. I want to talk about the prosecution of Donald Trump. My wife and I have just been so frustrated. It just seems like a lack of accountability when there's so much evidence against this criminal. And so what we look at sometimes, we sit and we think, we wonder if behind the scenes that Merrick Garland and Jack Smith are receiving death threats and they're not taking action because of it. And we also think that if he is not prosecuted with such an evidence, just a mountain of evidence, then anybody can do anything. There is no law. And every day it seems more and more frustrating.
So, Jose, what's your question for Congressman Khanna?
Well, I mean, what's your opinion about that?
Okay, thank you.
Well, look, Jose, I have also shared the frustrations that it seems like from January 6th, the people who are getting prosecuted are the foot soldiers, but they weren't the masterminds. Put aside even Donald Trump, they weren't one of the 30 people who masterminded the whole idea to try to overthrow the election. And so there are people who got caught up in a mob. I'm not excusing what they did. They should be held accountable. But they weren't the ones who were premeditating and planning it. I do hope that we get those people held accountable. My understanding of, I have a lot of trust in Merrick Garland. I think his concern is he doesn't want to have some prosecution that doesn't end up in a conviction. And it's very hard when you have a person who has 40, 50% of the vote, and you know that that's going to be a part of the composition of a jury, and you need unanimous verdicts to make sure you have an airtight case. But I hope that he will pursue exactly where the law leads. I agree there needs to be more accountability for people at the top.
We are seeing some good signs with these recent subpoenas, it seems, Congressman.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us, the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing California's 17th district in the U.S. House of Representatives, taking your calls for the hour in a national progressive town hall meeting. You can find his website at Khanna, khanna.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We are live on this frigid Friday, and we'll be right back with your calls right after this. When you go to the bathroom, you always close the door behind you, right? And you don't want random passersby looking in on you. So why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Your online privacy is important. That's why I've used ExpressVPN for almost a decade, and you should too. Using the internet without a VPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Your internet service provider knows every single website you visit, and then they can sell this information to tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi is protected. And all you have to do is just fire up the ExpressVPN app and click one button. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door. Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free by going to expressvpn.com/Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for 3 extra months free. ExpressVPN.com/Tom.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions sessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Nearly a month after a fiery train derailment in Ohio, the federal government says safety is still the number one priority as it continues cleanup. Tom Sivaks with FEMA.
We have 49 personnel on the ground to support the federal effort. Our top priority remains to support and work with our local, state, and federal partners.
Norfolk Southern resumes operations tomorrow. Russian President Vladimir Putin refuses to withdraw his troops from Ukraine. CIA Director William Burns was on Face the Nation.
Putin, in many ways, I think, believes today that he cannot win for a while, but he can't afford to lose.
New Yorkers are remembering those lost in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Senator Chuck Schumer.
February 26th shook our sense of security here in New York. And of course, though we didn't know it at the time, the bombing presaged a much deadlier attack 8 years later.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program.
And welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. And Stephen in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you, Tom and Congressman. I just want to ask a question about how do we strengthen the First Amendment? It seems like it's been so bastardized by the right wing and right wing media that it almost is just a tool to promote lies. The president, Trump, got away with it for years, well, his whole life. But what can we do to make it useful again? I don't see any purpose in the First Amendment now.
Well, I think we have a very strong First Amendment tradition. The problem is that the Republicans only complain when they are being censored in their viewpoints, but they have no problem silencing viewpoints that they disagree with. For example, silencing people who are questioning racism in this country. They're perfectly willing to silence those voices. I think the essence of the First Amendment is to say we need all viewpoints expressed, and you can't silence critics, and that the First Amendment doesn't condone an incitement to violence. So we should reclaim the First Amendment and not allow the Republicans to be, quote-unquote, the party of speech.
Brandon in New Orleans, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hi, Congressman Khanna. I was a comic book artist, and I worked on big-budget video games like Batman and Star Wars, and the arts community is going through a giant problem right now with the AI companies. It seems like they've created colossal copyright violation plagiarism machines where they have gobbled up every, you know, to train the data sets on these machines, they've gobbled up every copyrighted image they can get a hold of, and they are now selling our works back to other people effectively. And it seems like there's like the end run of this is to, in other countries at least, is they are trying to remove copyright protections or at least get a carve out for themselves. And I was curious what kind of legislation was coming down the pike potentially through Congress, or if there was any hope in, it was my understanding that copyright protections were under the scope of ICE. So I didn't know if there was any potential aid that the arts community is getting, because it sure seems like Silicon Valley wants to make sure that we are all starving artists.
Well, I appreciate, Brandon, your sharing that, and I agree with you that there need to be protections for artists so that their work can't be taken, copyrighted without compensation. We need to strengthen the copyright protections for artistic work. We can use some of the new blockchain technology to ensure that artists' work are compensated directly with taking out some of the middle individuals. I think Congress, this is an area Congress can legislate to strengthen artists' protections when it comes to copyright.
Robert, in Omaha, Nebraska, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hello, Representative Khanna. I have a question. So President Biden has said that if Medicare for All hits his desk, he said he will veto it. Is there anything that you and the Progressive Caucus is going to do to try to advocate for it and tell Biden why Medicare for All will be a great thing for the American people?
Robert, we're pushing. Obviously I supported Bernie Sanders, who ran on Medicare for All. The biggest proof that Medicare for All would be good policy is that the private insurance companies want to call themselves Medicare. If they didn't think Medicare was popular, they wouldn't be scrambling to call themselves Medicare. They know it's popular. They know it's a good program. We've got to expand it by adding dental, vision, and hearing, and then have everyone have basic Medicare. You know, one of the things I was in Taiwan. My eyes had a little bit of an infection. I said, okay, let me just see what's available. You walk into basically a clinic, a pharmacy. They gave me two drops for my eyes, It was $3, and I had no insurance, anything. I was just there as a visitor. I mean, they didn't take my insurance from America. $3 for two eye drops that were prescription. I come back to the United States, and I'm just getting a bottle of Visine, and it's $14 for just Visine. So, no other country in the world has this type of system we do.
Susan in Caldwell, Idaho, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
I'm glad to hear you on the show. My question is kind of going back to the Social Security issue brought up by another caller. And I think we all agree we live in a really low information society. And we know that the Republicans had put out their plan to sunset, privatize, you name it, depending on where you're looking, the Social Security program well before this election of last November. And it's only when the president brought it out at the State of the Union and then has repeated it in his stumps, in his speeches, that our media are even covering this issue. How can we keep the president on point? Because that issue is resonating with people.
So I agree with you. I think the president was brilliant in his State of the Union, and he's kept it up. We win when we talk about the working class, when we talk about the economic security of the working class. Policies of strengthening Social Security and protecting Social Security, strengthening and protecting Medicare, building American manufacturing, supporting unions, increasing wages. These are the meat and potatoes of what built the Roosevelt coalition, the New Deal coalition. The president now seems to get that. And we just need to keep on point, as you put it, through the rest of this year.
Leslie in Wichita, Kansas, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Tom. Thank you, sir, for taking my call. The accident that happened with the railroads and the regulations that were taken out, I have just found out that Trump didn't even look at these regulations but for a few minutes. Now, in August, they're going to dump nuclear waste into the Hudson Bay. Can you notify the EPA to look to make sure that this is legal and these regs were not taken out? Because it cannot fill this stuff to the water. It cannot.
Leslie, isn't the Hudson Bay in Canada?
No, it's in our, the Hudson Bay is in our territory. And they're going to dump it, and they're shutting down a nuclear plant, and they're going to dump it. I just want to make sure, because this stuff affects people. They're sick. They're getting sicker.
Okay, thank you.
Leslie, well, thank you for bringing this up. We will take a look at it. I mean, obviously, we shouldn't be dumping nuclear waste into a bay, and if that's what's going on, it needs to stop, and we need to get the EPA involved.
Larry in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi. The Fed is doing two policies right now that's causing the stock market to go down, and in the process, they're actually losing money on the investments that they made when Donald Trump was president, and this is actually causing the deficit to accelerate at a greater rate. And I have a question regarding at least the assets that the Fed is selling. Is it possible that the Congress can stop the Fed from purposefully losing money on their assets and therefore causing our deficit to expand, which appears to me to be a partisan move?
This is the reversal of quantitative easing you're talking about, Larry.
Right.
Yeah, Congressman.
Well, Larry, I think the Fed is being too aggressive, both in their interest rate hikes and in their sell-off of their own assets. The reality is that inflation is being caused largely because of corporate profits. Profits are skyrocketing. It's not wage inflation. And yet the Fed seems intent on stopping working class individuals from getting a raise and squashing the economy, as opposed to going after the corporate profits and the profiteering of big oil, of other big companies, that is the root cause of some of this inflation.
Dave in Mundelein, Illinois, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thanks, Tom. Congressman, I was wondering why you and the entire Democratic leadership, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, too, voted in favor of the Republican bill, Roll Call 106, Res 9, denouncing the horrors of socialism.
Dave, I appreciate the question. I went to the floor and I said that you know, the Republicans, anytime we talk about Medicare for All or child care, the Republican rhetorical go-to fallback is to say, well, how many people died in Stalin? And there's nothing to do with child care or Medicare. I believe Medicare for All, child care for all, free public college, free vocational education are fundamental investments in a free enterprise economy. And you can condemn what happened with Stalin and Pol Pot and Kim Jong-un and still be for very progressive economic policies and structure markets that work for the working and middle class. So I think by saying to the Republicans, we agree Stalin is bad. Now let's talk about the real issues. We actually put them on the defensive, and that's why I voted that way. But I understand colleagues who didn't, and it's just Republican gamesmanship.
45 minutes past the hour, Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour here in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. You can find Congressman Khanna's website at Khanna, khanna.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with more of your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna right after this.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. When I look back on all the vacations Louise and I have taken in all the decades we've been married, my favorite memories are, in many cases, our cruises, particularly when we bring family along. Hey, are you looking at, I mean, you unpack once, right? And you visit all these, your hotel goes with you. Are you looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the Granite Mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and, not to mention delicious, lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your own private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Welcome back, Congressman Ro Khanna, taking your calls. James in Spokane, Washington, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hey, guys. It's a nice day for something, in my opinion. First, let me mention, I have to, in my whole life, the most destructive thing I see in my personal life, America and the world, has been the U.S. war on drugs. Marijuana has been illegal for 100 years now. This has been the most destructive thing to society and the zeitgeist of anybody and everybody anywhere. But along that same lines in international control of the world, Congressman, economic sanctions are acts of war and people are dying. And I sure don't hear enough about that. What do you think?
Well, first of all, James, I agree with you on marijuana. We need to move to legalization. We're making progress, not fast enough. But it has been a cause of so much incarceration that wasn't necessary. I agree on economic sanctions that we have to be balanced about it. There are times that the sanctions make sense, but we need to make sure it's not hurting the poorest people, not covering food, medicine, and not just use it as a blunt instrument.
Ann in Moriarty, New Mexico, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you. I would like Representative Khanna to tie the next congressional pay raise to equal, if not better, raises for both Social Security and minimum wage. Could you do that for me, please?
And that may be the way to get it done. I mean, there hasn't been a congressional pay raise, I'm sure, for almost 20 years, I think. But maybe that's the way to get it done, to have a congressional pay raise tied to raising the minimum wage. I mean, it's appalling that the minimum wage is still at $7.25 and hasn't moved to $15. We need to do whatever we can to fight for that.
Jeff in Portland, Oregon, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
Tom and Representative Khanna, thank you both for all you do. So Congressman Khanna, immediately after 9/11, in which 3,000 people were killed, George W. Bush, he created the Office of Homeland Security, and then the following year, Congress passed the Homeland Security Act, creating the Department of Homeland Security, which is the third largest department now. And according to the Gun Violence Archive, we've already lost 6,372 people to gun violence, and there have been 85 mass shootings, and we're still only in February. On top of that, guns are the number one killer of kids in America. So given all this, Representative Khanna, would you consider introducing something in Congress to address our unique and obscene gun violence epidemic here in America, something calling for creating a cabinet-level position and a Department of Gun Violence Prevention and Gun Homicide and Suicide Reduction? Thank you, Congressman.
Jeff, it's a good idea. I'd be supportive of something like that. I've been supportive of more funding for CDC and public health research. I've been supportive of universal background checks, expanding assault weapons, but having some coordinated effort, given the trauma this has inflicted, given the mental health issues that it has inflicted, is a good idea. And whether that's a czar that reports to the president or an agency, I think it's an excellent suggestion.
Miriam in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello, good morning. I'm calling to ask if the progressive arm of the Democratic Party has had second thoughts about getting behind the president and the rest of the Democratic Party to stop the strike that the railroad workers tried to get to have just a humane life. And now we're seeing the result of it with all these catastrophes all over the country, and most notably the one in Palestine.
Barry, you're right. Yes, I think some of us have had second thoughts. I mean, we were pushing for paid sick leave. We were told by leadership, vote for it, and it'll go through in the Senate. It didn't go through in the Senate. But this Palestine crash is an example of the absurdity of these railroad companies. I mean, they don't have enough people, crew members on these trains. They're running them with skeletal crews and risk the people's safety to save a buck. And all the workers were saying is we need sufficient crew members. We need the crew members to have rest and paid sick leave. And they were right. And we need to stand more clearly with them.
Congressman, we just have 30 seconds here to the end of the hour. Quick thoughts on the coming weeks?
Well, Tom, I think we're going to see very clearly the need to stand up for Social Security and Medicare. We're going to be pushing from the Democratic House policies to actually help the working class, child care, figuring out how do we go after monopolies in terms of the price of eggs, price of bacon. And we'll see what the Republicans do. But so far, they have not really had any economic agenda for the working class, even though rhetorically, that's all they can talk about. But I always come back to what you said, Tom. If I'd be a Republican bill that made life better for working class folks.
There you go. Congressman Khanna, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great having you on the program.
Always enjoy it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. We'll continue on the other side of this break with Greg Palast, live from Switzerland, talking about Vladimir Putin's position with regard to Ukraine. It's a fascinating thing. Greg just published a new piece. We'll get to that in about 6 minutes here. Stick around. 8 minutes.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-15.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.